Pathways on republicbroadcastingnetwork.org. This is July 3rd, 2016, the second of a three-hour live program, and the call-in number is 800-313-9443. We have many callers on the line, so my first caller for the second live hour is Jeff from Idaho. Hello, Jeff.
Hi, Dr. Parker. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hey, The William line and the Tewiri space and time hydrogen model is the best for energy issues. It doesn't have any nuclear byproducts, and just like a fusion reactor, it doesn't have the problems with that. Fusion stuff is only good for a bomb issue, for instant energy release, instead of a controlled hydrogen release. So this is a happy Declaration of Independence 2.0 from the national myth. I was going to try and finish strong on this additional Ledbetter year, and hopefully you've had time to think about the Name of Thrones with the additional felonies from the email from concerning Hillary and Bill on the Greek debt bubble with the son-in-law that mishandled the data.
Yeah.
In Clint's book, The Word
what
Treason.
What a scam, man.
With the word treason and pension, they interact in the 1755 Samuel Johnson Dictionary of English Language. Pension. An allowance made to anyone without an equivalence. In England, it is generally understood to mean pay given to a state hireling for treason, emphasis treason, to his country. This is page 337 of 776 of Clint's book. So the tarmac treason using the Clint state and church merged model of religiosity of the cult of climate change, registered world citizenry, this 2016 years is 288-49 year jubilees, okay? So the July 4th, 2016 movie from a knowledgeable person in the chat room ties together the movie The Purge, election year. You got to read the script, Dr. Parker. To Clint's book and to Moving the Fleet by November 20th, 2016. So the jet streams crossed on June 27th, all right? And I don't know if this is from the Harrington 1993 model of whatever's coming in, pulling, you know, Neptune down, or, you know, the HAARP modifications. So one thing I wanted you to think about that I heard just recently is consider the Zika model, all right, and the resonator model I sent you last year at the Boston conference, you know. Think of the word admixture from the February 25th, 2016 Nature article about DNA and Cro-Magnon admixturing in combination with Clint's book and essentially the Tree of Good and Evil. And I think what you'll see is like the February 7th show about the piezoelectric activities with Parkinson's and Alzheimer's. I think you're only getting a bias of the reptilian side of the brain, and this is the design of Zika. Zika basically only biases the reptilian side, and because you said of the modification of the way the placenta cells are being modified with the genocide weapon, that essentially there's no, like, you remember how the Parkinson's had a one half of the bridge lost for conduction paths? I think the front part of that is the problem you're getting, and it's genetically engineered that way.
DNA, I'm going to be writing a paper on DNA chromatin.
I just think that from looking at the stuff on how Zika is affecting the front part of the brain, this is essentially what, when you look at really what Harold was talking about last year in all of his work, this is how to disconnect the thinking part of the brain and have the reptilian part still there. And to get essentially the dead zombies by 2030.
Yeah, I know that.
To basically use for tax purposes only.
I know what you're saying. I know exactly what you're talking
about. So that's what I could pick out from your show that I was kind of do today. But if you can write your delegate book and convey all this stuff, you got 2 more weeks. And the issue comes down to is that, you know, we basically talked about that Loretta Lynch should be impeached, you know, like months ago. Well, now it's even more so like that.
This has reached a point now where our country is already technically gone.
Right.
It's a question now of reviving it indirectly, if you will. And that's a fact.
Well, here's the thing is, I think if you get a chance to read that email, Name of Thrones, okay, and you can do it before, you can put some information in the delegate book before then that can flow to the week after that in the Democratic thing, because you have standing in the issue that I sent you. And all you have to do is put it out there on how this is and tie it in with the Greek Debt email of Hillary releasing classified information to Bill, who, even though he's a past president, was not an entitled party.
No, he's a defendant, for God's sakes. Not only that, he's an accessory to two crimes.
Right.
So it's
That's really all I had for you to try and help you over the next couple of weeks on getting your delegate stuff done.
I'm very pleased, and thank you.
I'm trying to patch my SMA 905, 1 meter interconnect to all the stuff I'm working on at this point.
Okay.
Right.
No, okay. I'm with you.
Okay. Hey, thanks.
Jeff.
I appreciate it.
Thank you. We have Dave from Nevada. Thank you for holding, Dave.
No problem, Dr. Parker. I just had a few questions. First of all, I just wanted to hear what your explanation of what you're saying just a second ago. You're saying this country's already gone. But we're going to have to, the only solution would have to be in a roundabout way. But what did you mean by that exactly? Like, how would people be able to go about solving the problem that we're facing?
The country as it stands in the real world is as it was founded. Is based on spirit and religion and developmental systems of law that are in the Anglo systems, developmental processes of family, belief systems that kept the family together, which is not the main cornerstone, but is the cornerstone, that type of thing. Most of the class warfare, which has been going on since the 60s, has now taken root as to give it some kind of pseudo-authenticity. And when you change a person's mind, your culture is based on a mind. That's how the Italians, how Rome fell. It took most cultures only last about 200 years. And every culture falls one way or another. That's why Genghis Khan made a very big point, and so did the Chinese emperors, to keep their cultures going for over 1,000 years. It was based upon the idea of changing a culture in such a way that it would take on the psychology of a new culture but still maintain the core. of what that culture was about, you see. And so when we've lost our core, what's happened, in my opinion, and I don't mean this as a statement to be said as if we're on air and we're having a nice conversation. It's about this. No, your rights are gone, and they were gone for some time. And who did that? It was the elected representatives, you know, like in Congress, the people who were in there. If you remember the history of McCarthy time, where McCarthy, sure, he was an alcoholic. Sure, he's had liver problems. Sure, you know. But if you listen carefully, he was letting everyone know the German communists had already entered the government already. They were already there. You see what I'm saying? And then to get that's real world, you know. They brought the people in. Let's develop our present NASA program. They brought the engineers in. They had already sold out most of Japan's Declaration of Freedom when MacArthur set it up after the Second World War. When you go to the academy, you learn about these things. And the thing comes down to the fact that he wanted to set Japan up as a democratic process. But at the same time, he was protecting Japan for another culture of war. So that's why he kept the samurais alive in Japan. What's happened here is the fact that the military has been taken over by a separate group of people who also have used science in the real world, we're talking about, to be able to change people's minds by various forms of tele-electronic mechanical methods. We have now gone into the arena where artificial intelligence for robots is part of the future, but is the determination of, I was going to talk about that today, and you're asking the correct question, in my opinion, do those robots have consciousness? So herein lies the template of how we've lost America, because we've lost our consciousness by, you see, by being greedy, over-greedy, by being a lack of humanity for other people. Why would you have a death panel on Obamacare? You know what I'm saying? Under the guise of cost for care. When I interviewed Dr. Emmanuel, who was the author of the death panel, and he had in his Atlantic Monthly article that it was okay to die at 75. And I asked him three times, you know, about that model. And so he says, well, you see all your grandkids, you've done everything you're going to do, you know, you're not worth it. And I had to remind him that one of my I had professors in law school that my contract professor was Mr. Corbin, who wrote the contract law text. He was 93. I had Professor Harriet from Yale in trust, and I'm sure it was an elective, but it turned out to be he was 91, and he wrote the law books of trust. And I would dare anybody to ask him a question, and he not be able to answer it. You understand what I'm saying?
I completely understand what you're saying. It's a loss of the core. It's a loss of the our identity, and that's basically what you're talking about.
Yeah, the thing is that I'll give you another example that is really on the table today. You take Hillary Clinton, okay? I've met her. I was in the government at the time she was there. I remember how she treated men. I mean, you know, it was so obvious. The officers and things like that. But the thing is that here we've got someone who knows they're corrupt, who does things, okay? And now, you know, they're going to absolve her by tomorrow morning. And I saw the script of the FBI interview of Hillary. I read the whole damn thing before I went on air.
Right.
And the thing comes down to the fact, well, where'd you go to law school? You know, it's one of those. It's one of those interviews to say, well, you appeared, and we're glad to have you, and here's a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, you have this fellow Trump who's running. Now, everything Trump is saying, you like him or not, who gives a damn if you like him or not? The point is that the guy is saying exactly what needs to be done, and his own party's going to walk away from him. Now, why would they do that? Well, when they've had the failure of Britain, they made a point of act. All those deals, they didn't want to lose them. And this is what this is all about. That's what I'm saying. We've lost our core understanding. We used to do deals with America first. When you sold a car that came from Detroit, they said it was made in America. We had the best technology. We had the best designs. We had the best of everything. And in medicine, look what the hell happened to medicine. We had the best designed drugs that you could have on the earth, and they were helping people. And then what happened? They said, well, your trademark's off, so let's go overseas and make cheap stuff, and it'll kill them, but who cares about it? They didn't even do clinical trials on the drugs after they expired on patent. That should never have happened. But they did it for the sake of greed and for the sake of losing. We were losing our whole core many years ago, right around that 60s when the Black Panthers came up. If you remember those concepts?
I remember the Black Panthers.
Yeah, you know, where they said, grow to the people, and anything, never realizing they were the people and they were the citizens, and they could have developed it in a better way. Now you've got people who say Black Lives Matter, somebody else might, well, what about the Italians? What about the American Indians matter? What about white people? Remember, two shows ago I was talking about the studies at Princeton where they don't expect to have any more white people in the United States by 2025? You know? So the thing is that these movements are going on within the country. And you know what? When you challenge on something on this format, I ask people, well, if you feel that way, what have you done to make your life better? Have you invented something? Have you helped your family? Have you made an American principle of what you believe in as part of your life? Do you believe in something? Do you do well at your work? Do you understand what you eat? Do you understand what you drink instead of getting drunk at the bar after leaving your job? You know, you understand these little things that make you better. That we've lost that. Instead of saying, well, you can go and walk on coals and get your psychic id better because that's what the ancients did. And, of course, the instructor, who has been in the business for motivation for years, you know, he's got 25 people with burned feet. Well, the whole thing comes down to the fact that that's last week. So the thing comes down to the fact that he's not training those people, if he can, to be able to develop a metaphysical principle of the mind, to be able to have the mind-body connection. So this is what I mean by the core. We have lost our way in terms of developing our core of mind-body connection. You can have all kinds of classes out there. The world's full of hundreds of them. But they all miss the point. They all miss the point. They don't take care of the issues of people's grief. If you do not give a human being hope, they don't have a core. And that's the way the hominid from evolution has evolved. Because that's how you survive, is to be able to have hope. You have to have hope that you can, and what's the main hope? To procreate. If you put sterilants in the drinking water, as I pointed out that the government's been doing, that's including causes health damage on the homepage of RBN. That's not up there for an academic exercise. This is talking about the biggest issue facing. It overrides economics. It overrides everything. You know what I'm saying? Listen, I appreciate your calling. You call again, Dave.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth, I got. Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest. Who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923. And like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contest and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Parker Pathways on RepublicBroadcastingNetwork.org. The call number is 800-313-9443, and we're on the second live hour, and we have callers. Line of it is Tim from Colorado. Hello, Tim.
Hello, Dr. Parker.
Thank you for waiting.
Hey, you know, this is Tim, that formerly from Hawaii, and I don't know if you remember me, but we talked about atmospheric water generators, and I had a few questions. Back after Fukushima, I invented wave energy, a way to use compressed air to pump water uphill for hydroelectric.
Mm-hmm.
And also,
by the way, I remember you, Tim.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm in a chloramine-free area here in Colorado, so we don't treat our water with chloramine. Thank God.
Yeah.
Anyway, I also wanted to ask you if there was an easy way to structure. Now we're able to collect rainwater here in Colorado. And I wondered if there was an easy way to restructure the water besides temperature and absence of light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the fact that even rainwater, you know, in some states it's a crime to collect rainwater.
The governor just passed a law that we can collect now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did that a week ago, I think.
That was about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, something in there, yeah.
Yeah.
The thing is, what you're asking can be answered. It would take some time to answer, so I'm going to give you my email. It's kwati@sbcglobal.net.
I have
and,
it.
And we'll talk about that.
And I was wondering, you know, we have legal hemp in Colorado. Couldn't we be a hemp society and actually do the thing with the carbon and everything with hemp, hemp fuel, hemp oil, and also for health?
Oh, it ties into hemp. Yeah, God. I've got two or three visions of that, you know. Colorado has just gone on to the hemp. I can tell you several things about that. There can be, in the Egyptians used hemp for other things, you know, making ropes, doing things, making oils, things like that that we're talking about. The idea of understanding the chemistry in hemp, the tetrahydrocannabinols, of which there are more than 6,000 of them, that needs to be highly researched to get into these different these other areas. Doesn't mean it can't be done. That's not what I'm saying. A huge amount of research needs to be done, and I'm shocked that the research didn't continue. I was lucky enough to be one of those people at the time, you know, Dow Chemical said, well, we're working on this for cancer. Do you think we can work on this? This was years ago, And so they always picked on me because, you know, and again, I'm sitting in the lunchroom of the medical school, and some guy in a big suit, you know, with a tie. You know, in those days, everybody had to respect somebody that wore a tie.
Right.
That's why I don't wear ties today. People ask me that. I don't wear ties. And the thing is, because I've been tapped on the shoulder too many times in my life with guys with ties. And he says, right. Oh, we got something for you. He says, how are you today? May I join you for lunch? And the thing, it turned out to be a promotion to come in and be one of the researchers for hemp. And marijuana at that time, because we found out that we only discovered about 2,500 and some tetrahydrocannabinols. We had three of them that could be possible for cancer research, and then the rest of them were for if you wanted something to go wrong with your body and your brain. You would use those, you know.
Right.
So the government said, well, we'll use those. So they took that on to a military thing, and it went another path, and I lost track of it because of life, you know, and going on. But the thing comes down to it's very much possible, but a lot of research needs to be done, a lot of research. There's a lot of patents in there for you. Maybe we can collaborate. Listen, thanks for calling.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious fastest meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is Parker Pathways, and we have a lot to cover, and I want to make sure I get Maggie from Texas. Are you still there, Maggie? Thank you for holding on.
Good morning, Dr. Parker. You mentioned today, and you've also mentioned in the past, people who have been arrested for speaking about chloramine at city council meetings, but I don't recall you ever giving any further information about that. Can you tell us where it happened or how to find out more about these incidents?
Yes, they have been, the reason I don't talk about it openly because a lot of the city councils in America, most of them, are under the aegis of the United Nations. In fact, many of them have hired people to be on their what they call staff. You know, as a city council member, I'll say, well, staff is looking that over. And that's the phrase they usually make. And when somebody, let's say, at a city council says, well, you've gone beyond your time. because the regulations and laws that are passed by that particular state for certain people to talk certain things. But now, of course, it's been set up that the regulations are set up now that are certain topics that you can't talk about. And under the guise that, particularly chloramine, let's take chloramine for example, laws have been passed in several states saying, well, you can't talk about chloramine added to water unless there's actually been some kind of harm that you can prove. And of course, it's dose related, which is by their own regulation. So this is not a straight arrest situation of a person. It's a arrest and throwaway. In other words, the people that are arrested are taken away in certain places and put into jails or other places that the government has to keep them quiet more than and do it without warrant under the idea of talking about the regulation that they have violated, which the city council says that they passed, but they actually took it from Agenda 21 or Agenda 2030. And, of course, now the new Agenda 2050 goes further than that. So that's the setting. So it's not the good old-fashioned American way, arrest and pay a fine and leave and come back and see a judge. So the reason that this hasn't been mentioned as to whom they are and what states they are is for the idea of protecting them to be able to have a hearing of which the judges will just say, well, do you have legal presentation? And, of course, they're talking about an additive which they put in, see, not the person who was at the city council talking about the fact that they had been affected by it. And then the American Medical Association defends the idea of having the quantities of carcinogenic agents in the idea because the EPA says, well, we don't have any testing beyond percolate or the form of diethanol purpuric acid or fluoroacetic acid and that type of thing. So we just govern that, and so therefore the person's violating the regulation because they're talking about something of which we at EPA don't regulate. And meanwhile, these are cancer-causing agents. This is, and by the way, the laws were just changed more than 5 weeks ago to validate the EPA's position that they can add these sterilants in the drinking water. So that all being said, the states that are involved, Tennessee, Georgia, Florida, New York, New Hampshire, New Jersey, Nebraska, Oklahoma, northern part of Texas in the Special District Federal Court, Oklahoma, Wyoming, South Dakota, Utah, in fact, it's become part of the Mormon template, and Washington, of course, which is very socialistic. Those are the states. There are over, as far as I know, there are over 1,000 people in jail today discussing chloramine causes health damage. And, of course, if they mention my name onto the turn of the thing, why, they freeze. And there have been films taken of people's faces changed dramatically with my name mentioned because they know that they know the sandbox. That's the answer.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Parker. What sparked my interest to call was that I believe you mentioned that there had been some fundraising to help some of these people, and I would have contributed to it if I had known about it.
The way I'm handling that, I've decided this is the way I'm handling, I'm going to try to set this up. The way I'm going to do this is to have a fund which is set up in a trust. This avoids the United Nations rules. And also, you know, I'm on a station of which I'm not paid to be here. So therefore, technically, I can't ask for funds on the station. So what I have to do is to, I mean, I could do it, but the whole thing is that everybody's got their handout, if you understand what I mean. I mean, you know, everybody wants it along the line. They want their handout. They're not giving a damn about the people that have been taken from the city council situation. So the way I'm going to handle it is to have a trust set up legally, legal trust, and that trust is handled by one of the agencies that is not an environmental agency but is a part of the agency for crimes against humanity. In other words, what I'm doing is setting up the idea that the city councils and the people that are elected, this is part of this call that we had from Dave from Nevada, where we're talking about the fact of the loss of hope and the greed and the corruption that occurs in this country. So the way this is going to be done is a legal way that circumvents FEMA and circumvents the elites in Congress and the communists and the Black Caucus, of which there are about 92 real-world communist progressive black people in Congress, and the 50 women that are in Congress, over half of them belong in Germany, as far as I'm concerned. Really, they belong in Germany, they belong in some other country. They should find another country to live in. And they're women, for God's sakes, you know, who talk about the family, how much they have been, you know, we got to defend the family, we got to worry about abortion. These people have been feeding poison through their political machine for so long, they believe their own story. And they want these people arrested. Women. They talk about, well, let's take care of the women. Well, my God, I mean, there are women in Congress that could change the world. Instead, they bought the Nancy Pelosi situation. So this is an end run around Nancy Pelosi. And it's legal. It's legal. Once the money goes into the trust, it sets into the thing in the legal defense fund, and these people can be helped. I'm asking for a total on the trust. I will be asking for a total of $8 million. That's what I'm going to be asking for. $8 million. That's what it's going to take to defend, take these people out of jails and FEMA camps. For this one thing, you know. And it's not just that chemical either that's in the water. What about the city councils making determination and there isn't any grand jury of science and technology, which I proposed the first week that I came on here in RBN 10 years ago. We need a grand jury of science and technology. The people that are on these city councils and are on these unions are not qualified to make decisions concerning what goes into the water.
That's right. And neither are the public health officers who are actually the gatekeepers. They're not qualified either.
Yeah, the public health officers, like they met in California, they met 6 years ago at Asilomar, California, and by voice vote said, well, there isn't any adverse clinical effects from chloramine. And so they're by voice vote, just think about that. We're talking about full physicians. Was that
state convention or a national convention?
No, that was a state convention.
Okay.
And then that went national. Then that went national. And like you say, down in Georgia and Tennessee, they did the same thing. Imagine that. I mean, just think about that. You got people who have, you know, I have all those medical studies of human beings, you know, from chloramine and chlorinated water. Oh, and before you go, the thing I was trying to put to thing, I'm just gonna read you. This was in the Solovar, which is the global scientific publication. I have hundreds of references like this. This occurred on November 24th, 2015. title of the article is called Cooking with Chlorinated Water and Salt Could Create Toxic Molecules. Several new molecules have been discovered by researchers to suggest ways to avoid their formation. They found that cooking in chlorinated water could put potentially harmful toxins in your food. The study reveals several molecules that are almost completely new to researchers, and with chlorinated tap water and iodized table salt. So the idea is that this is a production of something that I had talked about in the first year I was on air on RBN. It's a production of hypothiodous acid. Now, hypothiodous acid is an iodized disinfection byproduct. When you cook it, that's why you can't boil the chloramine out of the water. And I did real world researches on the pancreas on the development of this. See, this made national news, and this occurred in Newsmax Max Life in March 2016. This was about Parker Pathways and in terms of the other thing. The title of the article is Water Cooking Creates New Chemicals. Cooking with tap water containing chloramines and iodized table salt creates molecules that are completely new to science, may be toxic. Many U.S. water agencies have changed from chlorine to chloramine, a combination of chlorine and ammonia, to disinfect water. But Hong Kong researchers say that chloramines in water react with salt when heated with increased hydrochlorodious acid. This reaction with food is to create the iodized disinfection byproducts, a type of molecule that's almost completely unsolvable. Researchers have identified 14 new molecules, and Dr. Wynn Parker and Parker Pathways in the United States of America has quoted that 9 were tested for toxicity, and some were found to be up to 200 times more toxic than others, unquote. Now, that article appeared. That's a tier period of 2 years time span. It was in the terms Mayo Clinic decided to change the diagnosis of over 2,000 people in their autopsy report from that article. That's just Mayo Clinic. Cancer clinics in this country have changed their whole modus operandi in terms of handling byproducts, in terms of the biomarkers to test because of our program and the exposés of this one acid. And we have it's about 200 acids that are cancer-causing from the tap water alone. And, of course, the bottled water is not much different because you have different kinds of agents to deal with.
Dr. Parker, does reverse osmosis take chloramine out?
Beg your pardon?
Does reverse osmosis filtration take out chloramine or most of it?
It takes part of a molecule out, but it keeps out the nitrous oxide, and then it converts back to a more lethal kind of nitrate. Reverse osmosis is excellent for turning in terms of molecule size versus gravity and osmolarity. But it still does not change the chemistry. See, the other thing is it's all based on activated charcoal. The idea is that charcoal, everybody, all these products that you see out there on the market got charcoal in. But charcoal only works for a few hours. And, of course, it becomes deactivated over a period of time because it becomes clogged with bacteria and other kinds of things that contribute to this problem. So at the state of the art at the moment, ozonation and ultraviolet light should be added to reverse osmosis to make it possible. Even though it costs some money, it will save your life indirectly. And I'm not being dramatic when I say that. Particularly the pancreas, and particularly the kidney, and particularly the lower brainstem of the human brain. So, and of course, the government keeps adding more chemicals every year in order to affect different parts of the body. And this is why I said in the first hour, you know, everybody complains about the Nobel Prize Jewish novelist who died in the past 2 days. And it said, well, they shouldn't mention Holocaust. You can't mention jihad. You can't mention terrorism. You can't mention Sharia law. Well, what the hell can you mention when you're in a Holocaust? That is a Holocaust, in my opinion. putting sterilants in the drinking water, knowing the Senate knows it, the House of Representatives knows it, and the Dr. John Holden has testified many times. He's saying, well, yeah, there are other ways to do it too, see? But he is the author of it. This is the state of the art at the moment. I was for the expose of the Hong Kong research, which was in 2016, and the discovery of that in 2014. I have been weekly, innuendoed by the United States government and unions for a period of how many years? 8 years. When I come on here on Parker Pathways, I have already gone through a gauntlet of at least three major government people in a kind way, in the way the government do it, to keep me off air. And that's the way it's been for 9.5 years on Parker Pathways on this station or network or whatever you wish to call it. A miracle. We'll see you at the other end of the break, and thank you for calling.
Thank you, Dr. Parker.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hello, everyone. I was going to present this a little later in the program, but Maggie's call from Texas is appropriate. I'm going to give you a name of a test that you should take. But keep in mind that I talk extensively about endocrine disruptors that are in the drinking water, and I've got all the peer review. I've done all the peer medical review of all the medical cases. I go all the back all those 35 years that the government used on testing on human subjects in the United States and around the world using chloramine and chlorine. But the accepted drug system, the thing for endocrine disruptors, of course, that's in your urine. They're associated with the real-world human diseases of endometriosis, infertility. That's infertility for females and males, but more for males. Breast cancer, ovarian cancer, prostate cancer, and testicular cancer. And, of course, the one I led with 9 to 10 years ago, which is decreased sperm count. This was one of the reasons for decreasing the population, if they could change the sperm tail at that time 10 years ago. Of course, now it's been perfected to change the sperm tail even more efficiently. So the test that I'm going to suggest to you is a test which is for phthalates and parabens profile. This is a urine test, and in that profile, the chlorinated pesticide profile can identify, you know, when you're exposed to certain chemicals for decreasing your progeny and and your burden of chlorinated pesticides, which combine with the chlorine and chloramine together, which create another, what's called a medical, metal toxicity in the body itself. Now, the profile test is done in the urine, as I said. The test name, of course, is phthalates and parabens profile. But I'm going to give you a number, which is a number of the test. And this is what the government does not want you to know. It's the number 0740. If you know that number, and that's what you can request in terms of the phthalate discovery profile of the chloramine and chloramated compounds. Now, that may be in your body. And what you're trying to find in terms of this is... looks like it's the end of the second hour of Parker Pathways. Well, we'll pick this up. I'll try to bring this in on the third live hour. And keep in mind that the summer crash of 2016... is about more than Brexit from Britain. We'll see you in the next third live hour of Parker Pathways.
Liberty.com sells high-quality storable foods from Numana. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or an outdoor sports enthusiast, FoodForLiberty.com has your prepackaged single-serve packs or kits for the entire family. Numana is known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, super nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. With a 25-year shelf life, you can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. Right now, FoodForLiberty.com is offering a special gift, a heavy-duty Survivor dry storage box designed for extreme bug-out conditions. This storage box is built to last, includes compass, signaling mirror, and is yours free with a $50 order. Go to FoodForLiberty.com right now and pick up your quality storable foods from Numana. To get the Survivor dry storage box, use promo code Liberty. It makes good sense to be prepared. Go to FoodForLiberty.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.